fantasy meets reality to create the game we've come to know and love. Here now, with his analysis of the players affecting your teams around the world, is Dan Tortora in Fantasy Football Friday.
Welcome here to Fantasy Football Friday, live on MixLR.com/WakeUpCallDT. This, of course, is Dan Tortora. That's what the DT stands for. On WakeUpCallDT.com, you can also get the live feed. Look for it right on the homepage, WakeUpCallDT.com. Under my inspirational quote of the day, you will find the MixLR.com/WakeUpCallDT feed. It'll show you it right on there. You go straight to the website, WakeUpCallDT.com, and you can listen to the live feed, or you can go directly to MixLR.com/WakeUpCallDT. So however you're listening, thank you so much for tuning in. Truly means the world to me. Fantasy Football Friday, the three Fs that you need to know every single week of the NFL season and beyond. I am bringing you 32 teams. 32, who to play, who to sit, who to consider. Breaking down fantasy football all the way through, each week, every matchup. And if you've been listening for the last couple weeks here, I have been doing the teams in alphabetical order. Now I think it's better to do them by matchup, so I can talk to you about those matchups back and forth, give you a deeper reasoning why I would play someone, sit someone, consider somebody else. So from here on out, make the note. The teams will not be in alphabetical order. They will be in order of their games moving forward here. So we will talk about the matchups and inside the matchups, my fantasy football advice. So thank you so much for tuning in. Cannot thank you enough. Live feed here, Fantasy Football Friday. I love going live with you guys. Love the support. Truly appreciate everything that you do. So let's get it started here right now. And we're going to start off with talking about that early matchup in London. The Buffalo Bills taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jacksonville Jaguars, technically the home team in this game. They give up a home game every single season for the last few seasons here, and they will give up a home game through 2020 as the NFL extended their deal with Wembley Stadium in London. And with extending that deal, the Jaguars have promised to give up a home game from now all the way through 2020 and even before that. So about a decade's time, if not more, the Jaguars looking at London as one of their home games every season. So hurts the fans in Jacksonville. They only have 7 home games instead of 8, but it's great for London and it's great for the Jaguars to get their name out there. And the fans obviously come out in huge droves of support to see the NFL played in London. So the good news for the Jaguars, outside of the fact that they'll get to travel to Europe all the way through 2020, bare minimum, is that all of the main talent of the Buffalo Bills will be out for the most part. Bills have quarterback Tyrod Taylor out, wide receiver Percy Harvin out, wide receiver Sammy Watkins out, running back Carlos Williams out, and also no wide receiver Marquise Goodwin. Running back LeSean McCoy is looked at to play in this game, but he has no touchdowns in the games he's played in since becoming a Buffalo Bill. He's been underperforming big time in fantasy football, but the Jaguars are weak against the run. They don't have their starting quarterback. So if LeSean McCoy is out there, then that's one of the guys you need to consider. If you have any Buffalo Bills players, LeSean McCoy is the only one I would tell you to play. He could be a number two, potential number one in a very, very deep league, but LeSean McCoy, put it this way, Jaguars rush defense, not good. If LeSean McCoy is healthy, this could be a game that he breaks out in, especially without having Tyrod Taylor. For the Jacksonville Jaguars, wide receiver Marquise Lee is still out. A shame, because not only is he involved in the receiving game, but he's also involved in the return game as well. Running back TJ Yeldon is questionable still. Limited in practice on Thursday and today as we broadcast here on Fantasy Football Friday, October 23rd. So TJ Yeldon, I would leave him off your team for this week. Tight end Julius Thomas, full practice Wednesday, Thursday, and today. He's probable despite injuries to his chest and hand. Julius is one of those guys that I think maybe he could get a touchdown 40 yards against the Bills. Nothing more than that. Wide receiver Allen Robinson and wide receiver Allen Hurns, the two Allens that I told you to go and pick up at the beginning of the season, that I told you to go get if for some reason they were on the waiver wire, that I told you to go get if they were free agents. Hopefully you've listened one of those three times. They're both probable despite limitations in practice due to injuries. Both practiced fully today. I would look for Allen Robinson and Allen Hurns as your second or flex. They're great to have as flex wide receivers for sure. I would put them out there. Quarterback Blake Bortles, I told you, don't sleep on him. If you have, you're nuts. Blake Bortles is somebody that I drafted, and people go, oh, okay, yeah, Dan, because I cover the Jaguars. This is my seventh year covering them. Oh, you know, you're being a homer for them. No. The truth of the matter is Blake Bortles is a good quarterback who puts up good numbers, who can run the ball, throw the ball. I would pick him over numerous quarterbacks in the NFL right now, including starting quarterback of the Vikings, Teddy Bridgewater. So I'd choose him over Teddy Bridgewater. I'd choose him over Alex Smith of the Kansas City Chiefs because he's inconsistent. I put it this way. Blake Bortles, four touchdowns and a loss to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Four touchdowns and a loss. And he ran the ball. So Blake Bortles, pardon me, Allen Robinson and Allen Hurns, all good guys to have out there for you this week. Bucks at the Redskins. Bucks are coming off of a bye week. Jameis Winston, 7 touchdowns to 7 interceptions. Under 60% completions on his pass attempts this season. I would not pick him up. I wouldn't consider picking him up. I wouldn't put him on my team. Unless you are in a league with 16 teams or 14 teams that you dug really deep, I wouldn't have him on my team. Definitely wouldn't play him. Running back Doug Martin didn't score in the first three games of the season. He has in the last two. So he's making my gamble on him for the first time ever look a little bit better. Playing against a poor defense this week in the Redskins, look for him to make this the third straight week he gets in the end zone. Winston needs him with all the issues he's having through the air, so that puts even more to Doug Martin. Played Tennessee, New Orleans, and Houston and did nothing, but then achieved over 100 rush yards and at least one rushing touchdown against Carolina and Jacksonville. So Doug Martin is putting up numbers. He is doing more as the season goes on, but I'm very surprised that against Tennessee, New Orleans, and Houston, he struggled to get the ball in the end zone. He still needs to be more consistent, and he needs to show that he is an every week back, but he is good to have as a number two or a flex guy right now. Most yardage average this season by a Bucs wide receiver is Vincent Jackson per game with about 61. Mike Evans has under 44. This is my note to tell you that Vincent Jackson and Mike Evans not worth playing in fantasy right now. Between Jackson and Evans, there's 2 touchdowns in 5 games. Tight end Austin Seferian Jenkins seems to be Winston's favorite target, but he's questionable with a shoulder injury, so I'd leave him off this week. But he is a guy to keep as a backup tight end, especially in a deep league. For the Redskins going up against the Bucs, I hope you still don't have wide receiver DeSean Jackson waiting for him. Let him go. Wide receiver Pierre Garçon is the touchdown target for Kirk Cousins, so he's a good one to have out there as a third wide receiver flex guy. Wide receiver Jameson Crowder has elevated himself in his first season in the offense over the last few games. Kirk Cousins trusting in him. The yards are showing that, though he's not, and though the yardage as far as being any receiver on the Redskins is not overly impressive, Crowder is the Redskins' leading rusher in yardage in 3 straight games. So Jameson Crowder, if he's on the waiver wire, probably in free agency, go out and get him. He's a good guy to have, especially in a week where you have some players on bye at the wide receiver position. But Cousins has not thrown more than 1 touchdown in each of the Redskins' games this season, so I'd leave him off of your fantasy football roster, and you're kind of rolling the dice every week and who's going to get that 1 touchdown from Kirk Cousins. But I would go with Pierre Garçon, and like I said, Jameson Crowder, he's going to get you yards. So if you're in a league that gives you points for every 10 yards or, you know, finds a way to show you some love for yardage, Jameson Crowder is a good guy to have if you have, like I said, players on bye or even as a flex guy. I would stay away from tight end Jordan Reed this week in week 7. He's still questionable from a concussion. Running back Matt Jones, not the most consistent but he is playing versus the Bucs defense and is probable despite his toe injury. I would go with him over running back Alfred Morris, who's not a starting running back in the NFL, nor should he be on your fantasy football roster. So Matt Jones, consider him as a guy to pick up. I know I got that question this week from someone in Binghamton, New York, that asked me if he was worth the pickup, and I do believe he is, depending on who's out there. And that's why I tell you, I do Fantasy Football Friday as a live show to give you my advice, but everyone's team is different and everyone's league is different. So if you have a specific question on fantasy football, on your team, on who to play this week or any week, make sure you contact me on Twitter at CallDT. That's CALLDT. You can also contact me directly on Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT. Make the most of that. I make myself available all throughout the week, all the time. So send me your questions. Defense special teams for the Bucs and the Redskins. Don't really have to say much about that. I'd leave them off of your roster completely. Falcons at the Titans. The Atlanta Falcons, their offense is on fire thanks to Matty Ryan. Matty Ice is on fire. And Devontae Freeman, the top two studs on the squad. Freeman is overproducing for his fantasy owners. He's scored in each of the last five games on the ground. He's been targeted more through the air as well, increasing over the last 4 weeks. Caught his first receiving touchdown most recently in his last game. Don't have to tell you folks to play him, but if you need to hear it, put him out there. Julio Jones, his stats are lowering as far as fantasy football. Hasn't scored in three straight games. Hasn't achieved at least 100 yards receiving in three straight games. So Julio right now is a number two, a flex guy. Roddy White finally scored, but he's questionable due to a foot injury, so I'd watch that. Leonard Hankerson has become this year's Harry Douglas on the Atlanta Falcons, which means that he can get you yards, but he's not going to necessarily score for you, and he's still in the shadow of Julio Jones. Hankerson is questionable with rib and hamstring injuries, so I'd leave him off. For the Tennessee Titans in the matchup, quarterback Marcus Mariota is questionable, but his play has also been questionable. After having 6 touchdowns to no interceptions in the first 2 games, he's since had 3 touchdowns to 5 interceptions over the last 3 games. So Marcus Mariota, healthy or not, I leave him off of your starting roster. Running back Antonio Andrews, a good flex guy to have, came out of nowhere. I give credit to my wife. She drafted him in one of the leagues, and I honestly did not know who he was, not going to lie. Didn't know who he was, didn't know why she would pick him up. She picked him up, and this man has been doing work. He's received carries in the last 3 games, and he scored in 2 of those 3 games. He's not huge on rushing or receiving yards, but he is getting targeted, and he is a good flex guy because of that reason. Running back Bishop Sankey, not a starting running back in the NFL. 41 rush yards per game, 1 rushing touchdown all season long. Take him off your team at this point or put him very, very low on your bench. Tight end Delanie Walker, he's a strong flex guy, potential number one tight end with Marcus Mariota out. Either way, because Zach Mettenberger did get some time to play with him last year. So whoever's going to be out there at quarterback, Delanie Walker would be the receiver I would trust in the most, even though he's a tight end. And I also like wide receiver Kendall Wright as a third wide receiver or a flex guy. 2 games he scored in included almost or over 100 yards receiving. When he doesn't have a touchdown, though, his yardage goes down as well. So when he scores, you'll see that 100-yard game this season. They kind of go hand in hand. But without that, he doesn't do much of anything. So watch him. Put him out there if you need somebody. Pick him up if you need somebody this week. And get him out there as a flex position or a third wide receiver. For the Saints at the Colts, running back Mark Ingram, he's done more than I expected him to do. Seems like I can call him a solid number two running back at this point. Running back C.J. Spiller's only given 12 attempts in 5 games. I'd drop him. Running back Kyrie Robinson gets under 10 attempts a game, but he scored in 2 of the last 4 games. He's better than C.J. Spiller, so if you're looking for somebody and you're scouring the waiver wire or free agency, get Robinson, drop Spiller. Wide receiver Marquise Colston's status is like his play, questionable. Take him off your team. Wide receiver Brandon Cooks, I wouldn't take him off your roster yet, but I would put him on your bench. He only has 1 touchdown and 1 100-yard game this season. They both came in the same game. Tight end Benjamin Watson, who a lot of people forgot about over the years, this is the time to go pick him up. He is emerging. A ton of people, I'm sure, got him after the Saints game most recently. But if you haven't picked him up yet, go to free agency, go to the waiver wire before anybody else gets to him. Benjamin Watson is your best bet right now with Drew Brees, who seems like he's found some comfort there with him, despite the fact that Brees has struggled to find comfort with really any wide receiver. His tight end is somebody that he did build a little bit of comfort with, and hopefully that'll continue on for fantasy owners. For the Indianapolis Colts, quarterback Andrew Luck looked good in his return. 3 touchdowns, so no interceptions. Did it against the Patriots, so credit to him there. Wide receiver T.Y. Hilton, when Andrew Luck comes back, T.Y. Hilton goes up with his stock, and wide receiver Andre Johnson's stock goes down. So if you have T.Y. Hilton, play him. Leading in yards and a touchdown in the last game, wide receiver Andre Johnson, I'd leave him on your bench this week. See if he starts to get comfortable with Andrew Luck. The quarterback that liked him was Matt Hasselbeck. Andrew Luck, not so much. Andre Johnson was 3rd in yards with no touchdowns in the last game in Andrew Luck's return. Wide receiver Dante... Pardon me. Sinus infections of the fall. I'll tell you that much. We'll take the voice right out of a broadcaster. Wide receiver Dante Moncrief is creeping up right now, so he's somebody to definitely look at in fantasy football at this point in time. I would definitely give him a look. Go out and pick him up in free agency if you get an opportunity to do so. I would make the effort to do so with Dante Moncrief. I would actually take him over Andre Johnson and consider playing him this week as well. Running back Frank Gore has been a workhorse again. He's getting back up to those moments of what we remember him to be while he was with the San Francisco 49ers. So some good signs coming from Frank Gore. I would put him out there as your second running back or as your flex guy. Vikings at the Lions before we take our first step aside on Fantasy Football Friday Live. Running back Adrian Peterson scored in 2 of the last 3 games, came out before the end of the last game against the Chiefs, so you can't put too much against him for that. He has a jammed finger, but he also has 2 120-plus rushing yard games in the last 4 opportunities. So Adrian Peterson, if you're going to play anybody on the Vikings, it would be to play him. And he's going up against the Lions, so I would play him. Quarterback Teddy Bridgewater, not sold on him. I leave him off. Wide receiver Mike Wallace, not substantial. And wide receiver Charles Johnson is even below Mike Wallace. And he is probable coming off of a rib injury. I can't tell you to play Mike Wallace or Charles Johnson. If you made me choose, I would say Mike Wallace. For the Lions, wide receiver Calvin Johnson, Megatron, finally turned back on late last week. Over 160 reception yards to go with a touchdown. Wide receiver Golden Tate scored last week as well. His yardage is still a question for me. Golden Tate is still a flex guy. Calvin Johnson, if last week was a sign of what is to come, then Calvin Johnson would be coming back. And so in that sense, I would put him out there. I don't think you can leave him on your bench. He's playing the Vikings, so I'd put him out there, but he's been underwhelming, which has been unfortunate. Lions trust in running back Theo Riddick, especially late, so he's another guy to go pick up in free agency or the waiver wire for you. Consider playing if you have some players off this week. And the hands of wide receiver Lance Moore, he's another guy to have at a flex position. So if Lance Moore, Theo Riddick are available, consider putting them in your flex this week against the Vikings. Running back Amir Abdullah is getting you rushing and receiving yards, but not big 100-yard games, even cumulative, and touchdown scoring is very underwhelming so far this season. So for Amir Abdullah, maybe leave him on your bench. If you have a lot of guys off, you got to play him. I wouldn't take him off your roster, but he's not a number one or a number two right now, which is unfortunate because I thought that he would get there sooner than he has, but I haven't given up on him yet. We're going to take a step aside here on Fantasy Football Friday Live on wakeupcalldt.com's homepage. You click right on the MixLR bar. If not, you can go straight to mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt. We'll be talking Steelers at Chiefs in just a few moments after this step aside on Fantasy Football Friday. Hey, this is Dan Tortora of Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, here to tell you that the Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue, down the road from the Carrier Dome, is your home for all pregame, postgame, and during the game excitement in Central New York. Make sure you come out for my live Syracuse pregame shows before Syracuse football and Syracuse men's basketball home and away games. We'll have a live pregame show for you there with me, Dan Tortora, and special guests throughout the season. Orange Crate Brewing Company, 721 South Krause Avenue, your local Central New York hotspot for all of your bar needs, as well as great food, great atmosphere, and a great time with the Central New York community. Right down the road from the Carrier Dome, be a part of game day at Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue in Syracuse, New York.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's F-A-N-H-A-N-D-S.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, and all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
This bouncing on these trampolines is so much fun.
I know. Why didn't we come here sooner?
I don't ever want to leave.
We don't have to. We're kind of doing the commercial like this right now.
And it seems like it's great for all ages.
It is fun for all ages.
I'd like to have my birthday party here.
They have birthday parties here all the time. You can dunk. You can play dodgeball. Wait, Nick, duck!
Ha!
You could go into the obstacle course. There's so many things to do here, Nick. And it's open all year round.
This seems pretty safe, too.
It is safe. It's for people of all ages. You can bring your family here. It's great for your body. It's great to get off some steam. It's great to have a good time. And all you have to do to book an event is call 315-948-3100.
Wait, Dan, what's that number again? That was bouncing.
315-948-3100. 3100.
Actually, is there a website I could go to?
Yeah, the website's getairsyracuse.com. Just like we're doing right now, we're getting some air.
All right, Dan, I'm going to get more air, and then I'm going to go to that website to check out what other fun things I could do with Air Syracuse.
Yeah, you can find out more at getairsyracuse.com. You should really make your way over here. It's located right across from Driver's Village. 7687 Frontage Road in Cicero.
Get hopping.
Get air.
This is Dr. Tim Whiting of Sterp Chiropractic and Wellness Center. Here at Sterp Chiropractic, we strive to provide our patients with the highest quality of care in a comforting and welcoming atmosphere. We are not simply pain doctors. We spend time looking at the whole body and address each patient's needs and goals. This usually includes chiropractic adjustments, muscle work, and tips on nutrition and supplementation that fits each patient's needs. We want to develop a plan that promotes overall health and wellness and focuses on future injury prevention. Our office is located at 1628 West Genesee Street in Syracuse. Please give us a call at 315-472-7128 with any of your chiropractic or wellness needs.
The following message is paid for by the friends of Mark Walczyk, because Mark Walczyk is the voice Watertown needs on City Council.
Hi, I'm Mark Walczyk, and I'm asking for your vote to become your voice on Watertown City Council. With a new City Council, we'll need someone who knows the ropes. I'll bring experience to our City Council, having worked in the State Senate for over 5 years. I've gained leadership skills in the Army Reserve that show that I'm ready to be a leader in our community. If elected as your City Councilman, I'll work hard to support public safety, fight the drug epidemic, fix our sidewalks and roads, and make your tax dollars work for you. I think we're on the right track in Watertown, and we have a lot to be proud of, but there's underutilized potential. And I want to see us capitalize on the strengths of our city to build a Watertown that's a great place to live, work, and raise a family for generations to come. I need your help, though. On Tuesday, November 3rd, please vote Walczyk for Watertown.
Welcome back here to Fantasy Football Friday Live on MixLR.com/WakeUpCallDT with your host, Dan Tortora. You can also listen to the show on the WakeUpCallDT.com homepage every Friday at noon Eastern Time. If you go to the WakeUpCallDT.com homepage, the show will automatically start playing for you, and you can see the bar right under my inspirational quote of the day. If you're listening on your phone, you will have to click on the MixLR bar, but if not, it'll start playing on its own. So thank you to everybody that's tuning in live and everybody that listens to the playback of Fantasy Football Friday every single Friday at noon Eastern Time. Thank you so much for tuning in here with Dan Tortora of Dan Tortora Broadcast Media. Next up, we have the Steelers at the Chiefs. Pittsburgh Steelers, there's an issue here, and the issue is Ben Roethlisberger still injured. Michael Vick also injured. The question is, who do you go with? Who do you play? Who do you put out there? And that is the million-dollar question, because of the fact that Michael Vick started to build a relationship with Marcus Wheaton. Ben Roethlisberger has one with Antonio Brown. This is what makes it difficult. If I had to choose for you, I would say put Antonio Brown out there because he's the guy that gets the most looks overall when you break everything down. Marcus Wheaton is somebody who Vick looked to more. And that's the thing. Every time, when we talk about wide receivers being directly affected and connected to their quarterbacks, it is so true in real life, and it's so true in fantasy football, because each quarterback has their favorites, so to speak. And Marcus Wheaton is someone who Michael Vick utilized more so than Ben Roethlisberger. So Wheaton's going to be affected if Vick isn't out there, but right now I would stay away from all the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterbacks. At this point, I don't think it's going to be a high-scoring game. Might be a 16-13 type of game. So if I were you and I had to choose anybody, if Landry Jones is out there, then Le'Veon Bell is going to be the guy. Even with Vick out there, even with Roethlisberger out there, you give it to Le'Veon Bell, and more so with Vick. So look to Bell to have a big week. I don't like what they're doing with D'Angelo Williams. He was performing well. He was doing the right things. He was a strong running back. He looked like a starter. But as soon as Bell came back, Williams got pushed to the side, which is great for Bell owners, but very tough for D'Angelo Williams owners. And D'Angelo wasn't doing anything wrong. He wasn't underperforming. So I'd like to see more of him, but if I were you, I'd leave D'Angelo on your bench, put Bell out there. There's really nobody else on the Steelers I would look to. I would maybe consider their defense and special teams because they're playing the Chiefs. Jeremy Maclin, I would keep him off of your starters this week as a wide receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs. I would put out there Travis Kelce. I would consider putting out there Nile Davis. So, you know, he's back and forth. It's so hard with Nile Davis because you expect him to do well when he has those big games, and then he disappears for a long stretch of time. So Travis Kelce's the guy I've been telling you to play, and that's the guy I'm going to continue to tell you to play because I believe in him, and I trusted him more than anybody else. Sharkhandrick West was the leading rusher most recently for the Kansas City Chiefs, but only 33 yards and under 4 yards a carry. If it was up to me, Travis Kelce would be the guy. He led most recently in receiving yards, and he's the top target of Alex Smith. So if you have any Chiefs, put Travis Kelce out there as your tight end, or if you have to put him in flex. Cleveland Browns at the St. Louis Rams. Either defense could help you this week, so if you have either one of them, I would consider putting them out there as a starter. Definitely the Rams defense and special teams I like more because of the special teams, the return game, and all the weapons that they have there. But the Browns were able to pick off Peyton Manning, so I do like them for that purpose if you're going to get points per interception. So make sure you look at that. In my league, you do. So that is something to consider when you're looking at the Cleveland Browns. Gary Barnage. I told you 3 or 4 weeks ago to go get Gary Barnage as a free agent because I was figuring that's where he was going to be. Not a lot of people know his name going into this season. So if you didn't pick up Gary Barnage and for whatever reason he's still out there, he has been consistently performing well and scoring touchdowns since I told you to pick him up. So I hope you listened, but if you didn't, listen now. Tight end Gary Barnage, he does have an ankle injury, but he is probable. I would put him out there on your team. Johnny Manziel is probable, but you know that the ball's been going to Josh McCown. McCown going up against the St. Louis Rams, he could have a really good day or a subpar day. So I wouldn't put my faith and my trust in him. If you had to play him, not bad to put him out there in a week where the Bears, the Bengals, the Broncos, and the Packers are off. So if you have Aaron Rodgers or Peyton Manning or Andy Dalton or Jay Cutler, who are all showing up to be pretty darn good quarterbacks, with the exception of Peyton Manning, I would say, out of these three this year, which I wouldn't say any other year, really, for the last decade. But if Cutler's out, Dalton's out, or Aaron Rodgers is out for you, Josh McCown is not a bad guy to pick up and go up against the Rams. So I would consider that. Todd Gurley for the Rams, he's your guy. He's your number one. He's your running back. He should be your starter. He's one of your top two. Put him out there. Still don't trust in their receivers. Not a huge fan. So, and quarterback situation, but I like the run game of the Rams. The Houston Texans at the Miami Dolphins. Houston Texans' biggest issue has been the issue that I've said all season long. You cannot win games and be a strong team in the playoffs with two quarterbacks. And I stick by that notion. Arian Foster is probable. Alfred Blue is probable. I'd leave Blue off and play Arian Foster because whenever Foster's healthy, Alfred Blue is always thrown into the garbage. So I would definitely put Arian Foster out there, especially against Miami. I like him for you this week. Cecil Shorts III hasn't done a ton. He did score against his old team, the Jaguars, but he's questionable this week with a hamstring injury. So I'd let that stay off of your roster. DeAndre Hopkins, I would play him against the Miami Dolphins. I do like what he can offer you for the Houston Texans. So really, DeAndre Hopkins and Arian Foster are the only guys from the Texans I tell you to play. Miami, I'd pretty much stay away from everybody. If you want me to be completely honest with you, I don't like Miami's offense. I don't like what they're doing. I don't like how they're doing it. I'm not sold offensively with what they could put out there. So if you have Dolphins on your roster, I would leave them on your bench. I am going to take a look here as we talk on Fantasy Football Friday Live at that last game that the Miami Dolphins played in. Granted, it was against the Tennessee Titans, but Lamar Miller didn't have a bad day. He had over 100 yards on the ground and a touchdown. Houston Texans defense isn't the greatest in the world. Rishard Matthews, not a bad wide receiver. Deion Sims, not bad out there either. So if you have Miami Dolphins on your roster and you got a bunch of people on bye, if it was up to me, I would not play Kenny Stills. I would not. He's like on that. He's toeing the line with me. I'd stay away from Kenny Stills, probably. I would not play Jarvis Landry. I would consider Deion Sims, consider Rishard Matthews, and Lamar Miller maybe as a running back. running back or a flex guy, put him out there. If it's a deep league and you got to put him as a number two, I understand that. New York Jets at the New England Patriots. Take a look at this game for the Jets and the Patriots right now. And as far as the Jets and Patriots are concerned, I'm going to start here with the Patriots. Tom Brady, this is easy for you. He's not on the injury report like Bill Belichick likes to. I'm not going to say he lies about it, but it's a very strange injury report when Tom Brady is on it every week and playing every week. Deion Lewis, though, is on the injury report with an abdomen injury. Been limited in practice. He's questionable for the game. He's a guy that you kind of heard a little bit about recently in the backfield for the Patriots. Nobody's going to get you crazy yards. Some people are going to have good games. LeGarrette Blount would be the guy that I would put out there against the Jets from the Patriots. Deion Lewis, leave him on your bench this week because he is injured. Tom Brady, obviously, you got to play him. Rob Gronkowski, obviously, you got to play him too. So that makes life very easy for you. If you have those two guys, then, I mean, that's a pat on the back. You have Tom Brady. If you took a chance on him when the suspension was still being upheld, then good for you. And if, you know, you're in another case and opportunity to be the first one to get Gronk when you took that first tight end off the board, then obviously you're sitting pretty as well. To look at the New England Patriots any further, Danny Amendola, he's been doing better. He's been staying healthier this year. Most recently had another 100-yard game, so I'm not against Danny Amendola. You could put him in your flex in a deep league. Julian Edelman, the yardage isn't there. He's been scoring, but he's not been very impressive in my book. So if it was between Amendola and Edelman, I would say put Amendola in your flex, but Edelman's not a bad guy to put out there. LeGarrette Blount, I told you to play him, so obviously look to him as well. For the New York Jets, Eric Decker, leave him on the bench this week. He is questionable with his knee injury. Ryan Fitzpatrick, I like him, but I don't like him against the Patriots defense, so I would not play your Jets quarterback, Ryan Fitzpatrick, this week. And also, I wouldn't play him because Brandon Marshall has a calf injury, which, watch it, he's questionable, but I would leave him on my bench for this week if that continues to nag him because Brandon Marshall has been limited in practice. There's really nobody I would tell you to play on the New York Jets this week against the Patriots except for Brandon Marshall, so watch that injury report, which you can get the updated injury report on wakeupcalldt.com. Go to the team tab that's right next to the home tab and scroll down to Dr. Tim Whiting, chiropractor. Tim Whiting proudly presents every single week the injury report for fantasy football. So the team page, Dr. Tim Whiting, chiropractor, click on that. You will get every team that's playing their updated injury report on wakeupcalldt.com. Moving on here to the Oakland Raiders and the San Diego Chargers before we take our final step aside on Fantasy Football Live on MixLR.com/WakeUpCallDT and the homepage of WakeUpCallDT.com where you can get the live feed from MixLR right on the homepage of WakeUpCallDT.com. And if you're on your computer, it will air automatically when you go to the homepage of WakeUpCallDT.com. Oakland Raiders at the San Diego Chargers. We're going to take a look at the Oakland Raiders here first, the away team, as we always do. For Oakland, as far as injuries are concerned, Latavius Murray has a shoulder injury, but he's been practicing fully. He's probable. The only problem is I don't really like Latavius Murray's numbers as of late. I thought he would be better. I didn't think he was going to be a dominant number one running back, but I did think that he could be a potentially dominant number two. He only had 39 yards in the last game on 13 carries, only 3 yards a carry. So he is doing better than C.J. Anderson, but he's not doing what fantasy owners need him to do. So I would leave Latavius on my bench. If you have other guys out there that are going to bring more, and there's a long list of those players. You know, I play Adrian Peterson above him. I would kind of toss up Latavius Murray and LeSean McCoy. But, you know, you look at other teams that, you know, you have opportunities to look at players like Le'Veon Bell. Obviously, I put him out there. The Eagles running backs are doing better. So, you know, with the Cardinals, you have the opportunity to put out there Chris Johnson if you have him. So Latavius Murray is below all those guys in my book. For right now, I hope that he does better because he is on some of my fantasy football teams in the Wake Up Call Fantasy Football Challenge. So I do want to see him do better, but right now Latavius Murray, at best, he's a flex guy for you. He could be a number two. He could score this week against the San Diego Chargers. I give him a better chance of scoring this week. But, again, they played a good defense last week in the Broncos, so you can give him a little bit of an exception there, but he has been underwhelming. As far as the passing game, Derek Carr, one touchdown, one interception in the last game that they played, which was against the Broncos. Pardon me, it wasn't last week, the week before. But Derek Carr, not a bad guy to have. If it's between Derek Carr and Blake Bortles, it's Blake Bortles. If it's between Derek Carr and Teddy Bridgewater, it's Derek Carr. So if that helps you to figure out where you're sitting right now, Amari Cooper's not bad, but he's a flex guy at best right now, not giving you the numbers that you should have. When we go over and we look at the San Diego Chargers, as far as injuries go, Antonio Gates is questionable with a knee injury. Wide receiver Keenan Allen is questionable with a hip injury, and both have not practiced at certain points this week. Melvin Gordon is a running back for the team that has been underwhelming. He's been limited in practice. Stevie Johnson's been limited in practice. He's questionable with a hamstring injury. So there's a lot of offensive injuries going on. But I like Phillip Rivers against the Raiders at home. So if you have Phillip Rivers, I would play him. Put him out there for you. And like I said, if you have questions between, Dan, should I play Phillip Rivers or Tom Brady? Obviously, it's Tom Brady. Dan, should I play Phillip Rivers or Andrew Luck? It's Andrew Luck. But if it's Dan, should I play Phillip Rivers or Ryan Tannehill? It's Phillip Rivers. So make sure you ask those questions to me. Facebook.com/wakeupcalldt. Write me a message or write directly to me on Twitter at CallDT, CallDT. Melvin Gordon, I don't like what he's been doing so far. I thought that he would be a lot better. Todd Gurley came on. It was a toss-up between the two. I thought Gordon was going to have a good year. I thought Gurley, my gut told me he would. And so far, Gurley's been doing it. Melvin Gordon, not so much. Had 4 yards of carry, but only 29 yards most recently. Keenan Allen, if he's healthy, watch that injury report on the Dr. Tim Whiting chiropractor page under the team tab of wakeupcalldt.com to see what's going on with him, because he did have good yardage recently. Malcolm Floyd has been doing okay in yardage too. They're just not scoring you touchdowns. And Danny Woodhead is another guy. So if I had to choose Chargers against the Raiders, I would say play Phillip Rivers and play Danny Woodhead. The other guys I would leave in a consider list, which includes Melvin Gordon, if he's healthy enough to go, Keenan Allen, and Malcolm Floyd as well. Those are your notes there for Oakland at San Diego. We're going to take our final step aside here, and we'll be right back at it to get these last three games in on Fantasy Football Friday live.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or ice milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady.com, lady.com, with the bamboo line relaxed fit clothing as well as the athletic fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. DreissigLady.com lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing. And don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady.com lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, but you have to try. As well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calicabetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to.
Here is Tommy from Woody's Jerkwater Pub and Grub.
Woody's is going into its 13th year, and you know, we started out as a what we thought was going to be a neighborhood corner bar, which has turned into, you know, a really good sports bar. We're adding 360-inch TVs. Just really a great place to have a beer and have some food. So that same Irish pub feel where you can go in there and relax and not worry about, you know, what's going on. I take pride in our food. We have burgers, wraps, salads, Cubans. Our wings, obviously, I think are some of the best in the city. We have a great Philly cheesesteak. We have a great Cuban. All my soccer players love the buffalo chicken wraps.
Woody's Jerkwater Pub and Grub is located in the Mattydale Shopping Center off of Brewerton Road in Syracuse, New York. Here is Stacy Tanner, owner of Ole Ole, talking about choosing the right name for their business.
Well, the Ole Ole, actually, with our background in soccer, having our children play soccer, my husband being professional soccer, owning a professional soccer team, the Silver Knights, it was interesting the names that we were coming up with. And one night, my husband was like, what about Ole Ole? We were watching soccer. And I said, that's it. Because Ole Ole, actually, people have that connection in America thinking the song. But Ole Ole's true meaning is actually a celebration of community, of being together and supporting one another. Having a local business in the community is kind of just kind of fit. And it just kind of rolled off your tongue. It's kind of fun. Well, we are located in the Mattydale Shopping Plaza. My side faces Woody's Jerkwater, so we are literally neighbors, my husband and I. So we're kind of a side entrance, and that's on Brewerton Road in Mattydale. Our phone number is 455-5653 or 455-5-OLAY.
Larger Than Life Toys and Comics is a 6,000 square foot haven of comics and collectibles located inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. They offer new as well as vintage comics, collectibles, video games, and more. Larger Than Life Toys and Comics will also buy from you. So bring in your used or vintage comics and toys today to their store inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. Call 315-622-1891 to learn more about their trade-in policy, store credit, and even layaway. That's 315-622-1891. And make sure to like their Facebook page, Larger Than Life Comics, for constant updates, store hours, and more.
Welcome back here to Fantasy Football Friday Live on MixLR.com/WakeUpCallDT and on the homepage, WakeUpCallDT.com. Go to the homepage. Right under my background, you will see the inspirational quote of the day, and then you will see the MixLR bar, and it's the easiest way to call it. It's a long white bar, rectangular, and it will play right away when I'm going live, and if you're listening on your mobile device, then you just have to click play when you go to wakeupcalldt.com. So, this is Dan Tortora, of course, of Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, Fantasy Football Friday, live on wakeupcalldt.com's homepage and directly on mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt and rebroadcast and aired on the fantasy football page of wakeupcalldt.com. On the fantasy football tab, right under the tab, you'll see Fantasy Football Friday shows. You're going to click on that and listen into the show. So thank you however you're listening, whenever you're listening, live or in the playback. Now for the last three games of Week 7, let's get into my analysis of fantasy football here on Fantasy Football Friday Live. Dallas Cowboys at the New England Giants. if the Cowboys were in a different world where they had their players, where they had Lance Dunbar, who turned out to be a great receiver out of the backfield, and good, I should say, not great. I'll say good because he was improving. Can't say great unless there's full season body of work going on there. So Lance Dunbar lost. Wide receiver Dez Bryant lost. Quarterback Tony Romo lost. And that has led to, you guessed it, losses. So the Dallas Cowboys, if there's anybody you're going to put out there, I don't know what to say about Matt Cassel. So because he's having his first start with the Dallas Cowboys. So I don't know what to say about him as far as what he's going to be because we don't know yet. I will say this. With Brandon Whedon, it's been all over the place. Leading receiver for the Dallas Cowboys with Brandon Whedon most recently as the quarterback was running back Darren McFadden, who had 62 yards and 9 catches. Cole Beasley was after that. Jason Witten was under that in yardage with 33 yards. Terrence Williams only had 2 catches for 30 yards. Devin Street only had 1 catch. Joseph Randall had 4, but only for 12 yards. So when you look at this team, and Joseph Randall, his carries are getting affected by this. His yardage is getting affected by Brandon Whedon being there. So the important thing to do with the Dallas Cowboys is take a step back this week. And there's nobody that I would really say put out there. But if you had to put somebody out there and you had no choice and you need somebody and it's, you know, you got guys off in bye week, you need flex players, Joseph Randall or Darren McFadden are the two I would tell you. I don't know Matt Cassel, Terrence Williams. I don't know Matt Cassel, Jason Witten. I don't know Matt Cassel, Cole Beasley. I don't know how much he's going to hand the ball off because I don't know what you don't know because we've never seen him out there in a Dallas Cowboys uniform starting for this team. So if I had to put my feet to the fire, I would say Joseph Randall, Darren McFadden. Outside of that, I'm concerned. And the only reason why I would say McFadden and Randall is because when in doubt, when you're a quarterback on a new team and you've never been a quarterback on that team before, when in doubt, you run the ball. So that's why I say that. For the New York Giants, Odell Beckham Jr. definitely would tell you to play him if he's healthy. Watch his injury. Watch his status on wakeupcalldt.com. Next to the homepage tab, there's the team tab. Scroll down to Dr. Tim Whiting, chiropractor. Click on it. That will give you the updated status on Odell Beckham Jr. Make sure you look out for him, or you can just get to me on Twitter, at CallDT, C-A-L-L-D-T, or Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT if you want to talk with me about Odell Beckham Jr. But he's the one that I would say play above everybody else. Outside of him, Larry Donnell, the tight end for the New York Giants, I like him because Eli Manning likes him and he targets him, so he's somebody to look at. Shane Vereen, don't like him. Andre Williams, they're underutilizing him to a fault, so don't put him out there. Rashad Jennings, if you have to put somebody out with people on bye, he's a good number two. He's a good waiver wire guy to put out there, number two or a flex. He's going to get you some yards, not necessarily get you some points. I wouldn't play Peyton Manning, but see, my issue with Peyton Manning is I think it's time for Ryan Nassib, who played at Syracuse. That's my firm belief, is that it's time to put out Ryan Nassib. I don't trust in Peyton Manning. I haven't in a while. So in this game, fantasy football, who do you play? You play Odell Beckham Jr. if he's healthy, Darren McFadden, Joseph Randall if you need somebody who's a number two or a flex, and you consider playing Rashad Jennings. Everybody else I would leave off my list. Larry Donnell at tight end if you have to play your backup tight end this week because most likely that's who he is to you. Philadelphia Eagles at the Carolina Panthers. I like this game because I hope it's a high-scoring game because it looks on paper to be a high-scoring game, and I like those. So Philadelphia Eagles, they've been doing some work in that running game. They've been getting better, more comfortable in that running game. So granted, they played against the Giants, but they have been doing pretty well. So I want to give credit, and because Carolina's so good through the air and picking somebody off, I would look at Carolina's defense and special teams because Josh Norman, that cornerback of the Carolina Panthers, that man is a beast. The team has been beasting it out better than pretty much almost anybody else under the Arizona Cardinals defense. So Carolina defense special teams, put them out there, put Cam Newton out there, put Greg Olsen out there at tight end. But for the Philadelphia Eagles, if Sam Bradford starts throwing one or two picks to Carolina, which is more probable than it is not, DeMarco Murray, a good guy for you to have out there. Ryan Matthews, a good guy to consider putting out there as a flex. Darren Sproles, I thought he was going to do more than he has done. And his numbers literally went from a guy who could have 60 to 80 yards to this past week he had cumulative rushing and receiving 7 yards. So Darren Sproles, not a bad guy to have if you need somebody in flex, but he's inconsistent, so I don't feel confident saying, yes, play him. I feel confident in DeMarco Murray, and I feel somewhat okay in I feel somewhat confident in Ryan Matthews, so I would consider putting Ryan Matthews out there. Miles Austin stepped up a little bit. Jordan Matthews, they're good to have as flex guys. Riley Cooper, not bad. Not bad to put out there. But Riley Cooper, you know how I feel about stuff. When somebody comes out and makes racist comments, it's very hard for me to sit here and promote their play on the field. But I will tell you that he did have a touchdown last week, so I will give that to you. Outside of that, the final game of this Fantasy Football Friday live broadcast, Baltimore Ravens at the Arizona Cardinals. What defense would I play, you ask? You shouldn't be asking. Arizona defense, special teams, definitely. Baltimore, I should say, defense and special teams, not so much. Not a big fan of Baltimore's wide receivers at all, nor should you be, because they're really not the greatest. So I'm going to look at Baltimore here with the injury report with you, give you any notable things here for Baltimore, some updates. Breshad Perriman, they call it the longest PCL injury ever. Leave him off your team. Leave him off your list. Max Williams, tight end that was getting some more looks as a rookie. He has a knee injury and an ankle injury, and he's questionable, and he didn't practice. So leave him off for you. As far as the Baltimore Ravens go, if I had to pick anybody, it's Justin Forsett. So that's the only guy I would say put him in a flex for you from the Baltimore Ravens. I don't trust in Joe Flacco right now because he can't really trust in anybody. Not really his fault, but just giving you the truth. Larry Fitzgerald did not practice. Questionable right now, so make sure you keep an eye on him. But if it's up to me, and John Brown's hamstring is questionable too, if Larry Fitzgerald is healthy, you put Larry Fitzgerald out there. You put Chris Johnson out there. You consider putting David Johnson, the running back, out there. He's not big on yards, but he is the guy that they're going to give the ball to in the goal line. You put Carson Palmer out there, Arizona defense and special teams. It's amazing, but I'm sitting here telling you that Arizona is the team that I would really consider putting the majority of people out there for. So make sure you go to every single week, right before, when you're going into the weekend, that's when I update everything, because I give it some time, want to see who's doing what in practice. There's no need in me telling you who's injured on Tuesday if Saturday they're going to be healthy. So on the weekend, going into the games, look for me to give you my notes of the injury report on the team tab of wakeupcalldt.com. Scroll down to Dr. Tim Whiting, chiropractor. Don't click on the team. Go to the team tab, click on Dr. Tim Whiting, chiropractor. That will give you your updated injury report on guys like Larry Fitzgerald and John Brown. So make sure you check that out every single week. And make sure you always are checking out wakeupcalldt.com's fantasy football tab. And right under fantasy football, you will see that you can listen to all the shows on the tab under that. Listen to all the shows, anything on playback, hear what I'm saying right now. I'm doing it live. You can hear the playback of this almost immediately right after. So make sure you do that. Thank you to everybody that's been on wakeupcalldt.com. You are amazing. You're wonderful. Your support, I don't even have words for. So thank you for your support. I also want to put a special thanks out to all of my sponsors that help support what I do. You heard from them here during the show. So to finish up here, as we got done early, we talked about all the teams here, left a few other teams out, but I want to thank, and we left them out because they're on bye. I would like to thank Carvel DeWitt. I would also like to thank Cam's Pizzeria. I would like to put out a special thanks to Sterp Chiropractic and Wellness Center for Dr. Tim Whiting. Get Air, Syracuse Indoor Trampoline Park all year round. Great place to go. Dreisig Apparel, Dreisig Lady. You can find them at dreisigapparel.com, dreisiglady.com. Dreissig is how you spell Dreisig. For Larger Than Life Toys and Comics, Orange Crate Brewing Company, that you can see me before Syracuse football and men's basketball games. A few hours before, doing a live show there on mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt on site in the bar. fanhands.com for the ultimate fan, which you should all be. Honda City, love my Honda. I drive a Honda. That's why I support Honda. Woody's Jerkwater Pub and Grub every Wednesday, 7 p.m. in Central New York, Mattydale Plaza in Syracuse. We have our Madden tournament every single Wednesday. So be there for that $25 gift card every week. And Ole Ole, where I have my own taco and so much more. So thank you for the support of all my sponsors. And I want to put a quick note out there. Even though the Bears, Bengals, Broncos, and Packers aren't playing, really, really quick here, I like what Jay Cutler's doing. Martellus Bennett, like what he's been doing. Matt Forte's been okay, still not sold. Bengals, Andy Dalton, AJ Green, Giovanni Bernard over Jeremy Hill. The Broncos, their defense special team has been getting them out of stuff. And for the Packers, I love their passing game. And Eddie Lacy, if you have him on your team, not doing too much for you. So those are my notes on the teams that are off. Looking forward, this is Fantasy Football Friday Live with Dan Tortora. You're going to hear me in the playback as well. Thank you so much for your support, all your love. God bless you. Be well. Have fun in fantasy football. And in the reality of life, know that you are the true champion.